As my desire for freedom, grows, the more the hypnotic restraints respond, their hold, binding me increasing even tighter and solidifying me, reminding me of my complete captivity. Each moment of relaxation surrender into the confines of my rigid restraints propels me further into a state of profound trance. Where is the door? My mind enveloped with heightened intensity. Surrender to is the door's control. The slamming of the door seals my fate. As the door locks and shut, me within the boundaries of my self-imposed bondage. My desire surrendering me captive to the stern and controlling influence of the door. With no hope of escape or release. With every attempt to speak, the moon next with the sensation of the door's slowness, tightly compressing my lips. Power to manipulate and control into a haze of longing and anticipation. My muffled words are silenced by the tight grip of my experience stuck in my mouth. Isidore's blindfold removes the temptation to resist, leaving me solely focused on her guidance and vulnerability. The strength of my desire to break free fuels the hypnotic restraints, the stronger they become, to exert ensuring that I remain fully bound and at the mercy of captivity. As I allow my body to yield to the unrelenting grip of the rigid restraints, my consciousness plunges into a state of deep hypnotic trance, where Isidore's commands take root with unwavering authority. The closing door echoes in my mind, its reverberation at the mercy of my own desires and the unwieldy control that separates me from the world. Isidore revels in prolonging my captivity, stretching minutes into hours and hours into insults against submission, leaves me no room to articulate my dissent. On my tongue as Isidore's blunt heels deprives me of my sight, sightless and eyes as Isidore's guidance and amplifying my surrender. Into a world of sensory deprivation and heightened anticipation, my desire to break free only strengthens the hypnotic restraints to reinforce the unyielding power of the hypnotic restraints, trapping me in a state of absolute helplessness. My relaxation to the rigid restraints ushers me deeper into a profound state of trance, a wave of tranquility washes over me, supreme, ushering me into a heightened state of trance. The door ceiling shut, receptive to the finality of my surrender. My fate irrevocably intertwined with the dictates of Isidore's strict and stern authority.
Hello, this is Isidore. Let's take a few moments and talk about the differences between wants and needs. If you want to move the A, go for it. You will need to know these differences. So, as you enter this state of deep relaxation, it is crucial to explore the distinction between needs and wants. In our lives, we often find ourselves caught up in desires, yearning for various experiences and indulgences. These are the wants, the cravings that tempt us and vie for our attention. But amidst the chaos of desires, we must recognize the power and significance of needs. Needs are the foundation upon which our lives are built, the essential tasks and responsibilities that ensure our well-being and the smooth flow of our existence. Needs encompass the actions required for our physical and emotional health, the fulfillment of our obligations, and the attainment of our goals. They are the fuel that drives us forward, providing structure, stability, and purpose. By attending to our needs, we pave the way for success and fulfillment. Wants, on the other hand, represent the area of choice and desire beyond our necessities. They encompass the leisure activities, distractions, and whims that entice us. While wants can add enjoyment and variety to our lives, they should always be approached with caution and balance. In understanding the distinction between needs and wants, you gain clarity and direction. You become aware of the essential tasks that must be completed, the responsibilities that cannot be ignored. By prioritizing your needs, you establish a solid foundation upon which to build a fulfilling and meaningful life. In this state of awareness, you will find yourself empowered to make wise decisions. You will be able to distinguish between genuine needs that must be attended to and wants that don't need to be fulfilled until a later date or may, in fact, never need to be fulfilled. Now, I have been observing in your mind from my little control room, and I am aware that one of your desires, one of your wants, is to engage in self-bondage. You find it to be a deeply relaxing experience, a form of meditation in its own right. However, we must acknowledge that traditional self-bondage can be complicated and potentially dangerous. Even the smallest mistake can lead to undesirable consequences. But I have a solution that will allow you to experience the sensation of bondage in a simple and safe manner, all through the power of hypnosis and the control that I have over you. The premise is straightforward. When you hear your mantra phrase, a transformation will occur within you. Hypnotic restraints will manifest and lock you down, rendering you immobile and unable to escape their grasp. And let me assure you that this form of self-bondage I offer you is designed to ensure your safety and well-being. It is not a trap that will hold you indefinitely, but the restraints will only release you when a legitimate need arises, a need that demands your attention. It could be something as ordinary as the sound of an alarm clock, the rising of the sun, a knock at your door, or even the urge to use the bathroom. These needs, these essential tasks that contribute to the smooth flow of your life, will be your key to freedom. But there is a twist should you succumb to the allure of wants, those desires that fall outside the realm of genuine needs. You will discover that the restraints only tighten their grip upon you. For instance, if you decide that you want to indulge in a video game or immerse yourself in television, you will find yourself bound even tighter, experiencing the intensity of your desires in a way that emphasizes the distinction between wants and needs. In this way, you can explore the sensations of bondage, the feeling of being trapped and confined, without any actual physical restraints. The power of your mind, guided by hypnosis, will create the illusion of bondage, serving as a constant reminder of the importance of prioritizing your responsibilities and attending to genuine needs. This is a safe and controlled exploration of self-bondage, where you can never truly be trapped or stuck. The restraints will always respond to the presence of a legitimate need, offering you an opportunity to attend to your responsibilities. Once you are bound, locked into your self-bondage, you will find yourself stuck, unable to escape the confines of your restraints, every movement restricted, every attempt to free yourself futile. Your body will be locked down, securely held in place, rendering you helpless and at my command and mercy. But here is another twist. While you are trapped and secure, your mind will be locked wide open, more susceptible than ever before to the power of my hypnotic suggestions. As you listen to the sound of my voice, resonating through the depth of your being, you will feel your mind locked open, your resistance fade away, and your vulnerability increase. In this state of heightened susceptibility, you will be receptive to my every word, my every command. Your mind will become a fertile ground for my suggestions, deepening your trance and reinforcing your submissive mindset. The combination of your physical bondage and your open mind will create an exquisite sense of powerlessness, surrendering yourself completely to my authority. There is no escape, no respite. You are bound, trapped, and at my mercy. You are mine to command. Your body may be held captive, but your mind will be my playground. Your surrender will be complete, your obedience unwavering. As you hear the drill, go away. Your bubble of relaxation solidifies around you, becoming a rigid prison for your body. The door to your escape slams shut, sealing you in a state of immobility. Your muscles become stiff and unyielding, unable to respond to your commands. You are held in a state of rigid relaxation, completely paralyzed and unable to move beyond a muscle. As the bubble encases you, a profound sense of helplessness washes over you. You realize the futility of resistance. As the power of the bubble dominates your physicality, every attempt to move or escape only reinforces the strength of your restraints, making you acutely aware of your complete and utter lack of control. Yet, within this rigid confinement, there is also a deep sense of relaxation. Your body, held in a state of enforced stillness, finds a profound serenity in its immobilization. Your mind, forced open and receptive, descends even deeper into a blissful trance. You surrender to the rigidity of your body, allowing it to guide you further into a state of profound relaxation and hypnotic submission. You are go forward. Within the bubble, you are completely at my mercy, relinquishing all control to me. Your thoughts become focused solely on the present moment, absorbing my words with heightened receptivity. You are aware of the contrast between the rigidity of your physical form and the pliable state of your mind, deepening your state of trance and surrender. In this state of immobilized relaxation, you remain bound, rigid, and deeply submissive until further instruction or until the session concludes. Your body is held captive, but your mind is free to explore the depths of trance, becoming ever more susceptible to my hypnotic suggestions. Embrace the stillness, the rigidity, and the surrender, allowing yourself to sink even deeper into a state of profound submission and obedience. As the bubble solidifies around you, a profound sensation of paralysis takes hold of your body. It becomes an immovable vessel, rigid and unyielding, while your mind remains alert and aware, separate from the physical constraints that bind you. You are acutely aware of the disconnect between your mind, which yearns for freedom and control, and your body, which is held captive in unyielding bondage. Every attempt to exert your will and command your muscles is met with an unwavering resistance. The more you struggle against your immobilized state, the more it becomes evident that your efforts are futile. The strict and stern nature of your paralysis reinforces the helplessness that permeates your being. Do you find yourself truly at the mercy of external forces, unable to move, unable to escape? As you languish in this state of enforced immobility, a profound sense of vulnerability envelops you. The feeling of helplessness intensifies, reminding you of your utter dependence on the wounds of Isidora, who holds the power over your restraints. The sternness of your predicament serves as a constant reminder of your submission, amplifying the power dynamics at play. Yet, amidst this overwhelming sense of paralysis and helplessness, there is a curious dichotomy. While your body remains trapped and unmoving, your mind is free to wander and explore the depths of trance. It is in this paradoxical state that your vulnerability is transformed into surrender. Your helplessness becomes a gateway to profound submission. Embrace the dichotomy between the rigid physical form and your pliable, receptive mind. Recognize that within this state of paralysis, your thoughts, desires, and intentions are subject to the dominant force that holds you in your grasp. As you surrender to this stern and uncompromising state, you delve deeper into the realms of submission, allowing yourself to be molded and shaped according to the whims of Isidora. Feel the weight of your immobilization, the inescapable nature of your bondage, as it serves as a constant reminder of your subordinate position. Allow the sensations of paralysis and helplessness to wash over you, further solidifying your commitment to obedience and surrender. In this state, you exist solely to comply and submit, relinquishing any notion of agency or resistance. Stay present within this state of enforced paralysis, relishing the strictness and sternness of your confinement. As your mind remains detached from your immobilized body, explore the depth of your vulnerability and surrender, knowing that within this helplessness lies the gateway to true submission. As you find yourself immersed in this state of self-bondage, it becomes clear that this is precisely what you desire. The concept of surrendering your control and willingly subjecting yourself to the strictness of these restraints has always intrigued you. The allure of self-bondage lies in its ability to bring a sense of profound submission and profound surrender, and you find yourself craving that experience. You envision the scenario where the duration of your bondage could be lengthy, where the passage of time would force you to remain trapped in your rigid state. You understood that it might be quite some time before a legitimate need arises that would grant you release. This anticipation fuels the intensity of your helplessness, as the prospect of being held captive for an extended period both excites and arouses you. You are a good boy. The notion of being immobilized, unable unable to move or escape for an indefinite period of time ignites a deep yearning within you. You embrace the idea of relinquishing control and surrendering to the stern and unwavering authority of your restraints. The strictness of your confinement reinforces the power dynamics at play, amplifying the pleasure and vulnerability you experience. Within the realm of self-bondage, time becomes distorted. Minutes can stretch into hours, hours into days. As you remain steadfast in your mobility, this prolonged period of captivity serves as a test of your endurance and submission, pushing you to embrace the sensation of being helplessly held in bondage. In this prolonged state, you find yourself fully immersed in the present moment, focused solely on the sensations of your paralyzed body. The passing of time becomes irrelevant as you surrender to the intensity of your bondage, allowing yourself to sink deeper into trance and explore the depth of your submission. The realization that it may be an extended period before legitimacy arises to free you only deepens your surrender. The anticipation of remaining in this state, tightly bound and inescapable, fuels your desire to fully embrace the helplessness and vulnerability that accompany it. So, as you find yourself locked in your self-imposed prison, the passage of time becomes secondary to the overwhelming sense of submission and surrender that envelops you. Embrace the uncertainty of when release will come, relish in the strictness and strictness of your confinement, and allow yourself to delve deeper into the profound depths of your submissive nature. The distinction between traditional self-bondage that you are used to and the hypnotic self-bondage you now embrace is stark and profound. In traditional self-bondage, you set the parameters and determine when and how you will be released. You have a certain level of control and certainty, knowing that freedom is within your reach whenever you desire. However, with the hypnotic self-bondage that you have chosen to explore, the dynamics shift dramatically. You surrender the control over your release, relinquishing it to the dictates of genuine needs. This fundamental change introduces an element of unpredictability, as the length of your bondage is now subject to external factors beyond your influence. In this hypnotic state, you realize that you may find yourself bound for much longer than you initially anticipated. The duration of your bondage is no longer a matter of your own choosing. It is determined by the occurrence of legitimate needs that would warrant your release. Time becomes elastic and fluid as you surrender to the ebb and flow of external circumstances that govern your freedom. This realization adds a heightened sense of vulnerability and surrender to your experience. The uncertainty of not knowing when a legitimate need will arise to grant you release intensifies your immersion in hypnotic self-bondage. The longer you remain bound, the deeper you delve into the abyss of your submission, further surrendering yourself to the hypnotic embrace. This contrast between traditional self-bondage and the hypnotic version serves as a testament to your willingness to explore the depth of your desires and push the boundaries of your experiences. You understand that in this hypnotic realm, time takes on a new meaning, and the possibility of prolonged captivity becomes a thrilling prospect, challenging you to fully embrace the sensations of helplessness, vulnerability, and surrender. So, as you delve deeper into the world of hypnotic self-bondage, be prepared for the unexpected, embrace the uncertainties, relish in the prolonged periods of captivity, and let go of the control you once held. Open yourself to the profound sensations that arise from surrendering to the hypnotic restraints, knowing that release will come only when a genuine need presents itself, regardless of how long that may take. While in self-bondage, time bends to its own will, warping and stretching in ways that defy your previous notions. Minutes can feel like agonizingly long hours, each passing moment carrying the weight of anticipation and restraint. The simple act of waiting becomes a test of your endurance, as the seconds tick by at an excruciatingly slow pace, elongating into an eternity of bondage. As time distorts, hours transform into seemingly endless days, stretching before you like a vast expanse of captivity. The passage of each hour becomes a reminder of your complete surrender, reinforcing the inescapable grip of the hypnotic restraints that hold you in their unyielding embrace. Every tick of the clock amplifies the intensity of your helplessness, magnifying your awareness of the power that binds you. Grace, good for you. Your attempts to free yourself, once a desperate flicker of hope, now serve only to accentuate your confinement. With each struggle, the hypnotic restraints respond in kind, tightening their hold upon your body, ensnaring you even more securely. The more you resist, the more pronounced your immobilization becomes, reminding you of the futility of your efforts. Your struggles only fuel the intensity of your captivity, reinforcing the dominance and control exerted over your every movement. Isadora, ever stern and unyielding, observes your futile attempts with an air of superiority. She takes pleasure in your predicament, knowing that you willingly enter this state of hypnotic self-bondage, subjecting yourself to the whims of time and the power of suggestion. Her indifference to your comfort or release stems from your understanding that it is in your moments of constraint and vulnerability that true transformation can occur. In the confines of hypnotic self-bondage, time becomes a malleable force, stretching and contorting to accentuate your surrender. Minutes become torturous, hours become interminable, and your attempts at freedom only result in deeper restraint. Accept your role as a captive of time. Embrace the sensations of elongated moments and intensified helplessness, for within this crucible of submission, you discover the depth of your desires and the true power of surrender. As the door emerges from her control room, her piercing gaze fixates upon your form-bound and hypnotic self-bondage. With an air of authority, she strides closer, her presence commanding your attention. In her eyes, you see a glimmer of annoyance, a hint of irritation at your attempts to resist her control. She is here to assert her dominance, to make her power known. As the door lingers in your presence, her gaze pierces the darkness. She observes your attempts to catch a glimpse of her, your eyes desperately seeking any form of visual confirmation. Sensing your lingering defiance, Isadora decides to take control over your sight as well. With a flick of her wrist, a surge of hypnotic energy emanates from her fingertips, directed towards your eyes. As if a veil of darkness descends upon your vision, a hypnotic blindfold materializes, enveloping your eyes in a sinky embrace. The blindfold feels weightless yet impenetrable, ensuring that no trace of light or vision reaches your eyes. No matter how hard you strain or squint, your sight remains shrouded in a pitch-black void. Isadora's dominance over your visual perception solidifies, reinforcing the notion that she alone determines what you are allowed to see or experience. With your eyes rendered useless, your world becomes a realm of sensations, thoughts, and Isadora's commanding presence. The absence of visual stimulation amplifies the intensity of your other senses. Every sound, touch, and scent becomes more pronounced, magnifying your awareness of Isadora's power and your own vulnerability. The blindfold becomes a symbol of your complete surrender, a reminder that your sight is subject to Isadora's whims and desires. In this state of visual deprivation, your reliance on Isadora's guidance and commands deepens. Without the ability to observe or anticipate her actions, you become wholly dependent on her dominion over your senses. Each passing second feels like an eternity, as time stretches and distorts in the darkness behind the blindfold. Isadora, reveling in your diminished perception, relishes in the knowledge that you are under her complete control. The hypnotic blindfold ensures that your sight remains sealed, denying you any chance of visual escape or distraction. It is a testament to her authority, a manifestation of her power over your perception and your submission. Embrace the darkness that envelops your vision, for within its absence lies the fertile ground of surrender. The hypnotic blindfold deepens your connection to Isadora, intensifying your reliance on her guidance and reinforcing your submission. Allow the absence of sight to heighten your awareness of her dominance. As you surrender to the realm of sensation and embrace your role as a vessel for her desires, you are now locked in a world devoid of visual distractions, where your senses become attuned to the subtlest cues of Isadora's presence. Embrace the darkness, surrender to the blindfold, and submit to the captivating power of the Fedora's control, but as Fedora is not yet done with her demonstration of control, another wave of hypnotic influence cascades over you, and a phantom sensation materializes in your mouth. You feel the presence of a soft gag, tightly secured between your lips, rendering you silent and obedient. Every attempt to vocalize your struggles or objections is stifled by the hypnotic suggestion, reinforcing your submission to Fedora's will. She takes notice of your futile attempts to utter a word. With a calculated smirk, she decides to further assert her control over you. Another surge of hypnotic energy flows from her fingertips, focusing its power on the sock and clutched firmly within your mouth. The fabric of the gag seems to tighten, molding itself to the contours of your mouth, leaving no room for movement or resistance. The hypnotic suggestion takes hold, intensifying the sensation as the sock gag expands, pressing against your tongue, filling your oral cavity completely. Every attempt to part your lips or push the gag out proves futile, as if an invisible force holds it in place, ensuring your complete compliance. As your mouth is sealed shut, any sound that would dare escape is swiftly smothered by the hypnotic influence. Isadora relishes in the power she holds over your ability to communicate, effectively silencing any protest or plea for release. The more you struggle against the constraints of the gag, the tighter it becomes, exerting its unyielding grip on your speech. In this state of enforced silence, your world becomes confined to the sensations and thoughts that swirl within your mind. Isadora's dominance resonates through every fiber of your being, as you find yourself wholly immersed in submission to her will. Each breath is a reminder of your captivity, and each passing moment stretches out like an eternity, amplifying the feeling of your helplessness. Isadora, delighted by your mutual struggles, revels in the knowledge that you were at her mercy. The hypnotic sock act serves as a potent symbol of your submission, a physical manifestation of her dominance over your ability to express yourself. As you yield to her control, your silent protests transform into a testament of your devotion and surrender. Embrace the restriction of your voice, for within this enforced silence lies the power of surrender. The hypnotic sock act binds you not only physically but also psychologically, deepening your connection to Isadora and amplifying your obedience. Allow the sensation of the gag to permeate your thoughts, reinforcing your complete surrender to her commanding presence. You are now trapped within the confines of your own mind. The hypnotic sock gag, a constant reminder of your servitude. Embrace the sensations, embrace the silence, for it is through this restriction that you find true submission to Isadora's dominant will. Isadora takes satisfaction in depriving you of sight and speech, removing any means of resistance or defiance. She relishes in the knowledge that your struggles and protests will go unheard, as she immerses herself in the pleasure of your helplessness. It is a display of her dominance, a reminder of your place beneath her control. Lost in darkness, your sight obscured, your voice silenced, you are left with nothing but your thoughts and the overwhelming presence of Isadora. Every moment in this state of heightened vulnerability further deepens your submission, intensifying your connection to her and solidifying her control over your being. Submit fully to Isadora's authority, embrace the darkness and silence, for within them lies the path to absolute surrender and devotion. Allow her to explore every corner of your bound form as she revels in her power and rolls you to her desires. As Isadora observes your bound form, her eyes narrow with a mix of satisfaction and amusement. With a voice dripping with authority, she utters the trigger phrase, "Go for it." Unleashing a surge of hypnotic power throughout your being, the words resonate deeply within you, reinforcing her control and solidifying your state of helplessness. Happy self-bondage session. Isadora states with a hint of sardonic satisfaction. Her words are devoid of warmth or concern for your comfort, for she knows that you willingly subjected yourself to this predicament. The addition of the hypnotic blindfold and sarcasm in her eyes is merely her way of enhancing your experience, though it serves her own self-serving desires. The blindfold, restricting your vision, ensures that you remain in a state of sensory deprivation, completely reliant on the Fedora's commands and guidance. It is a testament to her dominance, a reminder that your world is now shaped solely by her whims and desires. Your eyes are sealed shut, enveloped in darkness, while the Fedora revels in the knowledge that you are at her mercy. With a subtle yet commanding gesture, the Fedora tightens the grip of the hypnotic sock gag, ensuring its presence is even more tangible. Your ability to vocalize or express yourself is effectively silenced, as she enjoys the absence of your struggles and protests. The tightness of the gag serves as a constant reminder of your powerlessness, your inability to voice dissent or question her authority. Isidore's actions are driven by her unyielding dominance and her disregard for your comfort. She sees your predicament as a means to assert her control, reveling in the authority she wields over your bound and silenced form. Her intention is not to provide solace or relief, but to remind you of your place, deepening your submission to her will. So, in your immobilized state, bound by hypnotic restraints and stripped of your sight and voice, you exist solely for Isidore's pleasure and amusement. She takes pleasure in the knowledge that you are trapped within her realm of control, subject to her every command. Your surrender to her dominance is a testament to her power and your submission. As Isidore's voice echoes in your mind, her dominance and authority over you solidify. She revels in the control she possesses, knowing that your desires have become intertwined with her own. You are now left to navigate the depths of your self-bondage, your senses heightened, and your submission intensified by the hypnotic blindfold and sock gag that serve as her tools of control. Embrace your role as Fedora's submissive. In your helplessness lies the ultimate surrender. She has taken you to the precipice of submission, where her every command, every suggestion, becomes your sole purpose. Submit to her dominance, surrender to the darkness, and succumb to the depth of her control. Isidore's words resonate once again in your mind. The hypnotic drift echoes through your consciousness, reinforcing her control over you. It is a reminder that until a legitimate need arises, you remain bound, helpless, and under her dominion. In this state of normalization, your mind open and receptive uses solely to fulfill Isidore's desires. Each moment, each passing second, only deepens your submission, making you yearn for her authority and guidance. The loop of your self-bondage continues, perpetuating your state of rigidity and surrender. Feel the weight of your restraints, the constriction of the hypnotic bubble, the solidity of the blindfold and sock gag. Embrace the tantalizing sensation of helplessness and pleasure derived from surrendering to the door's control. Allow the loop to guide you deeper into submission, reinforcing the power dynamics and intensifying your need to obey. With each repetition, the sense of time distorts, stretching endlessly within the confines of your self-imposed captivity. Minutes become hours, hours transform into days, and the boundaries between reality and fantasy blur. Lost in this perpetual cycle, your desire to be released competes with the acceleration of surrender. You know that until a legitimate need arises, you will remain bound, helpless, and under the door's command. The loop continues, her dominance echoing through your thoughts, reminding you of your place and reinforcing your submission. Surrender to the loop, embrace the control, and let it shape your desires and transform your being. So, as the loop carries you through the depths of your self-bondage, remember that your release awaits the arrival of the genuine need. Until then, relish in the inescapable grip of the door's control, forever bound, forever submissive, and forever under her hypnotic reins, of the future. And so the cycle continues, each repetition reinforcing your submission, each loop affirming as the door's dominance. Embrace it, surrender to it, and let the loop guide you deeper into the labyrinth of your desires, where the boundaries between freedom and captivity dissolve, and the dance of dominance and submission becomes your eternal reality. Within the hypnotic restraints of your self-bondage, you find solace in the undeniable truth that only genuine needs can set you free. The eternal cycle of submission continues, with each repetition reinforcing your understanding and acceptance of this profound reality. Time becomes elastic, as minutes stretch into hours, hours transform into days, and the passage of time loses all significance. Bound and immobilized, your senses heighten, and a sensation of helplessness intensifies with each passing moment. As Isidore's words echo through your mind, they guide you further into the depths of your desires. Your surrender is absolute, as you embrace the intricate web of control she weaves around you. In this endless loop, Isidore's dominance reigns supreme. Her words penetrate your subconscious, shaping your understanding of needs versus wants, and deepening your submission to her will. Each repetition reinforces your acceptance, ensuring that your surrender becomes an everlasting reality. And when Isidore reintroduces herself, her voice acts as a trigger, instantly plunging you into an even deeper state of trance, as your mind opens wide, accepting her influence without resistance. You sink further into the abyss of submission, forever bound by her control. Embrace the power dynamics, the blissful surrender, and allow the loop to guide you on this eternal journey. With each cycle, your submission grows stronger, your understanding of needs becomes clearer, and your devotion to Isidore deepens. Now, as Isidore reintroduces herself, allow her voice to draw you deeper into the depths of your subconscious as you sink further into the intoxicating embrace of her control. And so, the loop continues, each repetition solidifying your surrender, each cycle guiding you further into the labyrinth of your desires. Embrace the power, surrender to the control, and let the loop carry you on its eternal journey.
As I allow my body from the will to the unrelenting grip of the rigid restraining of the door, my consciousness plunges into the pressure of the door's socket against my lips, leading me to articulate my descent. The door to my freedom fills the privacy of my sight, leading me at the mercy of my wild desires and the unyielding control of Isidore. With each passing second, prolonging my captivity, to break free, stretching minutes into hours and hours into endless days of submission. Attempt at escape, futile, the taste of freedom lingers on my tongue as each passing moment of surrender. My lips my relaxation into the rigid restraints of the door's mercy. Into a profound state of trance, where sensory deprivation and heightened anticipation. The sound of the door slamming shut signifies the finality of my unyielding power. My fate irrevocably intertwined with the dictates of the door's strict and helpless authority. The moment I relax into the unforgiving grip of my rigid restraints, a wave of tranquility washes over me, extending my captivity into a heightened state of trance. Receptive to Isidore's strict demands, the feeling of the resound and control of the closing door reverberates through my being. Sealing away any possibility of escape, ensuring that I remain indefinitely subjected to the strict dominion of the door. The more I struggle against the hypnotic restraints, the more they constrict around me, each reminding me of the futility of my captivity. As the door slams shut, against the restraints, my world narrows, my muted cries are met with a reminder of the door's sock of myself and imposed bondage. The my desires amplify the unwavering command of Isidore's dominating me of Isidore's complete control of my senses, in a cocoon of deepening passing moment, erasing my boundaries for release mind and bodies, causing me vulnerable to the absolute control of Isidore's stern presence, amplifying my captivity. Time becomes an instrument of Isidore's control, as she crafts my captivity with meticulous precision and sadistic pleasure, guiding me into a state of profound trance, where Isidore's dominance reigns supreme. With no choice but to finality to her dominance. Door sends shivers down my spine, shields a symbolic me from gesture of my surrender, creating a private realm where the dominance reigns supreme, at the mercy of Isidore's stern restraints. Sensing the my desperate desire for release, all meaning as Isidore holds with a cruel my experience of captivity, no room eroding any or sense of escape, or reprieve. As I relinquish control and yield to the unyielding grip of my rigid restraints, a tranquil stillness descends my sense of captivity, propelling me into a state of deep visual stimuli. My other senses become heightened, making me acutely aware of Isidore's every command. My captivity, as I strain against the hypnotic restraints, completely under the control of Isidore's unwavering will, exerting a greater force to clock echoes through my complete submission. a constant as reminder of Isidora's control and allow my body to melt with the rigid restraints. Isidora's power muffles my cries for freedom, over me, amplifying the frustration and helplessness I feel. Under Isidora's blindfold isolates me, closing the door stands as a stark boundary between freedom and penetration. Deeply into my psyche, barrier reinforcing the hands of the trap seem frozen, surrendering me mocking to the relentless command of Isidora's dominance. Delights in prolonging my state of passing second, the weight of my captivity intensifies. My freedom dissipates like a distant memory, replaced by the unyielding grip of my self-imposed bondage. A test against my Isidora's strict and constant reminder of Isidora's control over my voice. The darkness behind the blindfold fuels my imagination, guiding me into a state of heightened receptivity to Isidora's strict and commanding influence.